Divine positioning is important. Amen? Amen? You know, when you're not in position, you miss the things of God. That's what the Bible, you know, expresses to us about sowing in good soil too. Why? Because it's in an area of direction and divine positioning. Divine position. I don't know why I'm talking about this right now, but I am. Divine positioning is essential because God's timing is also associated with divine positioning. So when you're out of God's time, you're out of God's position. And God is always trying to get something to you. He's trying to get what? Something to you. And, you know, and one of the things the enemy is always going to try to do is mislead you, direct you, and try to cause you to drift or compromise so that, or seek something else that God isn't sent to you yet to seek or given you a desire. Some people get desires out of their soulish arena instead of out of the desire of the Spirit. And in so doing that, it moves an individual out of position because the devil sees God trying to get something to that person. And if that person is out of position, it misses God. Hello? And it happens so many times. Now, to stay in this position, you must do something very important. It's called endure.
Amen.
And, yeah, Mom just said die. Well, yeah, you definitely got to die. You got to die to stay in a position. Right, but you got to endure, don't you? Because endure is a part of death. Glory to God. In James chapter 1 and verse 12. Is everybody there? No, there's a reward for enduring. You know that? Read 12 with me, please. Blessed is the man who what? Endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So remember, when you endure temptation, there's a reward. You get a crown. Now, all of your closets should be filled with crowns. Don't worry about clothes. Get crowns in there. All right? So, now listen. So what's happening is the devil's going to try to get you out of position in every way he can. So what you've got to do, now the first thing he's going to try to do is tempt you. Now, temptation is the enticement to sin. Why? Because sin is the presence of evil, isn't it? Right? So the enemy's going to try to entice you by something that's going to try to fulfill your flesh or mislead you in any way. So he's going to tempt you. And the Bible says that the devil tempts you by lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Those are the three categories he tries to tempt you. Amen? But there's many other things he tempts you under those categories, isn't there? So no matter what it is, he's going to try to tempt you in some way or another to get you out of position so that you miss God. Because see, God is the God of now. And right now, there's something he's trying to get to you. It might be this message today. Well, I know it's this message today. What? Sometimes we need to be encouraged, don't we? We need to realize, listen, sometimes God is tapping us on the shoulder. And he taps us on the other shoulder. And then sometimes he taps us somewhere else. When we ain't listening. You know, if you ever feel a little nudge in your head, you know. Hello, hello, hello. What's he trying to do? Get our attention. Why? Because he's saying, come on, this way, this way. I want you to get in position. Why? Because I have something special for you. So it says, blessed, blessed. That means you got favor, blessed. How many of y'all want to be blessed? Well, blessed is the man who endures temptation. And when he has been approved, in other words, when he endures his temptation, he gets a crown. Do y'all understand that? So if you get caught up in temptation, you lose crown. Are you hearing? But when you overcome, when you endure temptation, you get a crown. Now you're going to be tempted every day. And as soon as you get up in the morning, you're tempted. The devil is there with a list of things for you to do. Amen? Every day he's at the end of your bed. Hi, morning. He tries to be your friend first thing in the morning. Come on, let's shake hands. Why? So you can come in agreement with him. If you come in agreement with him, your day starts terrible. So you got to ignore him first thing in the morning. Nah, get out of here, varmint. Amen? You got to cast down those thoughts and imaginations, and you must grab hold of the hand of God every morning. You must resist the devil and submit to God. But you can't resist them unless you're submitting. So your intention first must be to submit to God every morning. Even though the devil is right there. No, 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 no. I'm going to submit to the Lord. Then I'm going to turn around and slap you. Are you hearing me? But see, if you endure, you are what? Blessed, aren't you? And you receive a what? Crown. Oh, hallelujah. Are y'all all right? Good. Now, go to James 5. James 5. James chapter 5 and verse 7. Would you read it with me? Therefore, be what? Patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives its early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not what? Grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. So endurance is also associated with patience. That means waiting. Waiting and endurance. In other words, there's an area when you've got to go through. There's an area where you've got to fight through the storm, where you stand through the storm, and where you wait through the storm. Are you hearing? Patience is associated with endurance. In fact, patience is a fruit of the Spirit. And it says, blessed. You are what? Blessed. So blessed is he who endures temptation. Blessed is he who waits. Who waits, who's patient. Are you with me? Go to Mark 13. Mark 13. Is everybody there? Ooh. Let's start at verse 5. And Jesus answering began to say, take heed that no one deceives you. Hello? That no one what?
Deceives.
That deceives you. Moves you out of position. For many will come in my name saying, I am he. And will deceive many. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. My brothers and sisters, we have been in the beginning of sorrows for a long time. We're about to come out of the beginning of sorrows and enter into tribulation very soon. Okay. But watch out for yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them. Wait a minute now, check this out. Some of your troubles are going to put you before people with authority. And you're going to be able to witness Christ to them. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to go out and rob a bank to get in front of a judge. Hello. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about for righteousness' sake. Okay? And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. But when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak. But whatever is given to you in that hour, speak that. For it is not you who speak, but the what? See, the Holy Spirit is just trying to get you into a place so he's got the opportunity to speak, not you. So the Holy Spirit has an opportunity to speak. Now, brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my sake, for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be what? Saved. So know that there is a reward through endurance. Listen, you're going to go through stuff. You're going to be betrayed. You're going to be offended. All kinds of things are going to happen to you because you live in a fallen world. And not everybody is walking in the same mind of Christ. It sure be nice, wouldn't it? But then you've got babies and you've got those who are growing and so forth that are going to make mistakes. But we're to be examples as we endure. It's not always what you say that's going to help someone. It's how you respond that's going to help someone. So there's a time right now that we are involved in endurance. The world is looking for help. They know in their spirit that there's trouble. They know that there are things that are going to happen soon. They can't figure it out. They don't even know why, but they know within themselves that there's danger coming. They know. And they try to busy themselves not to think about it. Are you hearing? They try to build treasures in earth to try to get comfort. But they're building their treasures in wrong places, and they don't know to comfort earth. Are you hearing? Praise God. So, you are going to be criticized. You're going to be accused. You're going to even be threatened. Are you hearing? But you must endure no matter what. What? You must stand for the truth and nothing else. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2. It's a season of endurance all the way to the end. 1 Peter chapter 2. You know, you can't look. One of the things the enemy tries to do is to cause you to look at a brother or sister. God is dealing with you individually.
Amen.
Don't look what somebody else can get away with, because nobody gets away with nothing. The end result always comes to manifest, no matter what. You know, so don't look at how God is dealing with somebody else. Let God deal with you. Are you hearing? In 1 Peter chapter 2, are y'all there? In verse 18 and 19. Servants, are you servants? Be submissive to your masters with all fear, or that's called reverence. Not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. I'm telling you, so many people, they run when they get involved in a job or something or whatever, that their boss is harsh. Man, my boss is a real idiot. So what? Let him see the righteousness in you.
Amen.
Don't react according to the demons that are in him that are getting fed off of you. Starve them by loving the man to death or the woman to death. Are you hearing me? It's important. Love them to death. Finally, that person's spirit's going to say, man, I don't get this, but I really like you, even though I hated you when we first met. Believe me, I've had pastors that were like that with me. There was a guy that was ministering in a place, and he did not like me. And then he went to the Lord that day. He says, Lord, because I was invited to go somewhere, and I prayed with him and whatever. And he said, Lord, I don't like that person. And the only reason I didn't like me is because he was exposed. He said, but Lord, if he's supposed to do something over here, then you have him call me tomorrow. Well, I woke up the next morning, the Lord said, call him. That man ate some good humble pie. But we became good friends. And we learned off of each other. It worked out really good. Amen? See, so you don't realize what's what. But you must endure all the way to the end, no matter what. Because God, the only thing that's trying to happen is the devil's trying to put you out of position. Look at Joseph, who was sold by his brothers, put in jail. But no matter where he went, he endured. Why? Because he labored unto the Lord, number one, and not unto himself. His whole focus was on the Lord. He knew what God had imparted in him, and he wanted to fulfill. He didn't know how God was going to fulfill it. But he trusted the Lord. Do you think he grumbled and complained sometime? You betcha. Lord, you know, I just don't get this. I don't understand. I haven't done it. I mean, I'm in here and I was accused of doing something I didn't do. But see, he got it. He said, but while I'm here, I'm going to labor unto you and make the best of it. See, if people just go that route and put that attitude in, amen, and fulfill what God has where He's placed them to do, go all the way with all of their heart, all the way to the end, with the right attitude, with the right motive, they'll bring home many souls. Many souls. Are you all with me? Praise God. In verse 19, for this is what? Commendable. If because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully, what for what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example that you should follow His steps. Oh, hallelujah. Endurance. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. So you're going to go through some grief and suffering, and you're going to be wrongfully accused, aren't you? Now, I want to encourage you that if you are wrongfully, if you're being accused, make sure that you're standing right before God and that you're not doing what you're being accused of. Amen. Hello. So, you know, it doesn't give you a legal right to just go do whatever and, you know, and somebody's accusing you of doing something which you have done and just say, oh, well, this must be God's will. Well, no, it's not.
Amen.
It isn't God's will. Hebrews chapter 12. You know, I hear many times, well, you know, it must have been God's will that I went and I drank and did drugs again. Maybe it was to show me something. Well, no, it wasn't God's will for you to go there. God wanted to show you already because you've been there. Hello, there's no need to go back to the same place again to get it. Are you hearing me? No, it's not God's will. It's not God's will in certain areas. Well, I got in a fight at work, and we got into a fight, physical fight, this, that, and whatever. And but we forgave each other, and we became friends. It must have been God's will that we got in a fight. No, it wasn't God's will that you got in a fight.
Amen.
Are you hearing? I mean, people make excuses for the stupidest things to try to make an excuse or justify something. It wasn't God's will that that in any area of our life that we have fornicated, that we've committed adultery, you understand, all of those, it wasn't God's will for us to do those things. It was God's will for us to walk uprightly and be trained correctly. Hello. That's what His will was, and to fulfill His will. Anything else, but see, now we know that all things can work to the good, can't they? To those who are walking upright and in divine order. Why? Because if you're not in divine order, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, doesn't he? It's just real simple. But when you're in divine position and you're in divine order, God is going to bless you. Now you must endure, because the devil's going to try to get you out of position so that you don't get the blessing. You know how many times I've seen families get ready to be restored? So many times, and all of a sudden that person gets pushed out of position and starts all over again. And starts all over again. You know why? Because they have no endurance. They lose sight. They begin to labor unto self and not unto God. And we're going to talk more Tuesday about the fear of the Lord. And the Lord has brought back something that we talked about Friday night. And He's imparted in me. He says, I want my people to understand how to truly maintain the reverence to me. And we're going to talk more about that Tuesday. So don't miss it. In Hebrews, where did I say to go? Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 and verse 7. Are you there? Come on, read it with me. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there from a father whom does a father does not what chasten? Oh, let me tell you. Chastening. I'm sure most of us have been spanked at some time when we grew up. If you haven't, come and see me after. No, every one of us have been chastened some way or another. So many times people run. Now, chastening is not judging. There's a difference between judgment and chastening. When somebody brings judgment on you, it's the poof to the end. Are you hearing? when chastening comes, it's chastening is done out of love. Judgment is done out of anger. Are you hearing? Now listen. And it's important that we get this because God is going to chasten you. And he's going to chasten you a lot.
Amen.
People run from chastening. It's called correcting. You must endure God's chastening. You know, there's so many people that can't even take correction from their boss or from a brother or sister. They get all offended. How are you going to take chastening from the Lord? You won't. That's what people cause. They run every time. Oh, man, you wouldn't believe what happened. Such and such said to me, my fruit stinks. That's it. I'm done with them. Well, your fruit does stink. You know? Understand that God chastens us to correct us. Why does he correct us? To put us in position. Those of us who have children, we're going to chasten them. We're going to correct them, aren't we? Why? Because we know that if they don't listen, it can bring danger to them. They can lose their life. I mean, you're not going to let a child walk into a fire, or a child that's 1 year old go do a full and a half gainer off a diving board in the pool, right? I mean, if they could, well, you know what I mean. But anyways. Okay, are you all right?
Amen.
Good, let's do this again. Hebrews 12 and verse 8. But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. So God says, I'm going to chasten you. I'm going to correct you. I'm going to give you a Holy Ghost spanking. And sometimes it's not going to feel good. And you're going to feel like God has almost left you. But he's not. Are you hearing? This is important. He says he never forsakes you nor leaves you. One of the chastenings of the Lord is his presence lifting from you. You know what it causes you to do? Check yourself out. Oh man, what have I done? What's up? Lord, please, what's going on? He causes you to draw. See, as you seek God, you begin to mortify your flesh more. Sometimes he's trying to get you to shed a skin so you can get new wineskin on. So chastening. Now, there is chastening that comes because we've done something wrong and he wants to correct us on it so we learn from it, right? Okay. So everybody goes through chastening. Nobody escapes it. Nobody. And verse 9. Furthermore, we have had what? Human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields its peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So chastening is an opportunity to be trained. It's a time to be trained. So understand that everybody goes through chastening, no matter who you are. I don't care if you're evangelist, pastor, prophet, whatever. Everybody gets chastened. No matter what, you're going to be chastened. Are you hearing me? So enjoy it. Endure it. Take it. Let it train you up. Learn from it. Don't let it push you out of position. Don't be offended. Don't blame somebody else for what you've done. And don't justify it. Accept it. See, when you accept it, then you've learned something.
Amen.
It's when you reject it and you blame somebody else for all your stuff. Well, I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, that's right. You were in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's called out of position. But because you're out of position, you took heed of the voice of the stranger, somehow one or another you're trying to fulfill the lust of the flesh, something was going on that caused you to move out of position. And God's going to chasten you. Are you with me? Praise God. And now go to Hebrews 10, please. And we're going to close here. So you must endure. And let me share something with you also. There's something that you must endure. You must endure the word that you spoke. What do you mean? When you made a commitment, you better endure to finish it. When you said you're going to do something, you better do it. You must endure to what you said you were going to do. You must fulfill it. Why? Because if you don't, you bring a curse on yourself. and it will move you out of position. It will steal the blessing of the Lord coming to you. When you accept counsel from the Lord, you better do it. Because if you're not going to do it, the devil will come to steal, kill, and destroy. Are you hearing? See, that's an area. People just speak and don't even remember what they spoke. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do the, I'll take counsel. Yes, I'll do, yeah, yeah. They do a triple head shake, you know. Yeah, 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 yeah. Within 24 hours, it's gone. And then they come back, oh, man, I don't get it. What's up? Well, did you fulfill what you were counseled with? Well, no. Well, hello. You made a vow that you were going to do it. See, you must endure to fulfill what you said. You must complete what you said you were going to do. Are you hearing? That's called endurance. Why? There's a reward then, isn't there?
Amen.
See, you're going to be rewarded for everything that you do that God asks you to do. Now, it may not come right today, but it's on its way. In Hebrews 10, in verse 35, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Oh, hallelujah! For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but those who believe in the saving of the soul. Endurance. Let's endure. Endure. All the way. Don't be a wimp. Endure to the end, no matter what the cost. It's a wonderful day to die. And to God be the glory. Amen.